A new Japanese prize has been awarded to a London scientist in recognition of his achievements in Africa. The first Hideo Noguchi Africa Prize has been given to Brian Greenwood of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He's one of the leading figures in research on malaria and a number of other tropical diseases. Derek Thorne spoke to him about his career with 3 decades spent working in Africa, particularly in Nigeria and the Gambia. And Derek asked him first about the importance of actually spending time as a researcher on the African continent.
I think that is very important, that it is more difficult to do really meaningful research as a sort of safari, what we sometimes call the safari types. Research of quick in and out. I mean, I think you do have to live there to get a real understanding of what some of the problems are.
So looking back at, let's say, just one of your achievements, something that must have had a big impact was your research on bed nets. So tell me a bit about that.
Well, that was quite interesting how that came about. I mean, it was only after I'd been in the Gambia a little while that I noticed, and working in the villages there, that it was a bit odd that lots of people seemed to actually have a mosquito net, a bed net. And that definitely hadn't been the case in northern Nigeria, even though people had the same sort of economic status and ability to buy things. And it then emerged when we started asking about that, that people had actually been using bed nets in the Gambia as a household item for probably at least 100 years. And it was often given as part, when a girl was getting married, part of the dowry would be a bed net. There were people going around the villages looking, selling bed nets to people. And so it really occurred to me to think, well, do bed nets stop people getting malaria? Surely that must be, no, that's happened, surely that must be the case. And when we looked into the literature to find that really nobody had ever researched that.
And that seems remarkable now, looking back.
It does. And so we did some proper trials to show whether ordinary bed nets protect people against malaria. And they do. And it definitely is the case. But they have to be in good condition, and if they get holes in, then the mosquitoes can come inside. So at about the time we started this research, there were the first reports. I mean, these didn't come from our own work, that if you treated mosquito nets with an insecticide, that increased their ability to protect, because both it deterred the mosquitoes, they don't like the smell of the insecticide on the net, and if they did land on the net, then they got killed by the insecticide. So we started off doing the first clinical trials. The early studies have been done just in the laboratory, looking at the effect on mosquitoes to see whether indeed this was really a potential way of controlling malaria. And it was. We started off just giving one or two treated nets to people in the village, and then gradually built that up to involve the whole community.
Fascinating, yes. So another big theme of your work in Africa has been on developing capacity so that this work is more sustainable, I suppose. So tell me more about that as well.
Well, I think that has always been an important part of my work in Africa and many other people as well, is to ensure that we encourage African scientists who perhaps haven't had the same educational background when they enter into sciences that somebody from an industrialized country would have, and really provide them with the support to get on in science, to develop their careers, perhaps to take a higher degree. And in the longer term, that has to be the solution. I mean, African problems have to be solved by African scientists. And it has really been very encouraging during the sort of past 20 years or so to see how that process has taken off. When I first went to work in the Gambia, which is 25 years ago, there wasn't a single graduate African scientist working in the laboratory there. And now the vast majority are the directors of Gambian, and most of the research is actually done by Africans.
So I presume that this prize does not really mark in any way an end for you, because there must be a lot more to come. So what is there to come?
Well, I'm sort of past my expiry date to some extent. I mean, official retiring date. But I mean, there's so much happening in malaria at the moment. For many years, it was a neglected subject. Nobody was particularly interested. It was very difficult to get money for research. And really, over the last 10 years or so, the international community has really appreciated that something must be done about that. And there are enormous sums of money now for malaria control and increasing amounts for malaria research. So it's quite difficult to give up at this point when you've lots of exciting things are happening. And people seem to keep me quite busy with meetings and discussion groups and so on as a new plans are made. But I am particularly keen to keep up with the capacity development component, and I'm very pleased that we do have a new grant from the Wellcome Trust that will be starting soon, which will enable us to keep going the PhD program that we started with the money that we'd received from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Brian Greenwood speaking with Derek Thorne about his work, which has earned him the prestigious Hideo Noguchi Africa Prize. For the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.